Just a couple of months ago, we had another feast, a great feast, which had coupled with it a vigil. Of course, there were actually two feasts. On June the 24th, that of St. John the Baptist, and on June the 29th, that of Saints Peter and Paul. And what people in today's world do not understand is that the vigil, which is not tomorrow's Mass, it does not take place of tomorrow, one still has the obligation to go to Mass tomorrow under pain of mortal sin. But the vigil in the Gregorian Rite is supposed to be a day of preparation, of penance, and prayer. Though, oddly enough, the calendar does not say that we have to avoid meat. So there, you know, there are some things which happen for whatever reason. But tonight we celebrate the vigil of the wonderful feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul into heaven. Now, even to this day, there are arguments among people, opinions, and of course, opinions are like everything else. Everybody has one, and it doesn't mean a thing. Some opine that the Blessed Mother did die because she wanted to be like her son and die like her son. Others, on the other hand, and most of the ones who opine that she did die are from the West, the Western fathers and theologians, but not all. In the East, which is a much more mystical mindset and liturgy and so forth, the idea was that the Blessed Mother just fell into a deep trance, into a deep sleep. But of course, the apostles did not know, so they did bury her. And of course, they were to find out when St. Thomas, the latecomer, arrived late, and they went to show him her tomb, that it was open, and she was gone. And so that is how they found out from the very, very beginning that she was not there. She was assumed into heaven by Jesus Christ, her Son. And of course, how could she not be? How could the body that gave birth to the Son of God, just as the soul could not have anything to do with sin and Satan, and thus the necessity, not just that it's wonderful and beautiful, but the necessity of the Immaculate Conception. So too, how could the body of her who would give birth to the Son, blessed the womb that gave thee birth, and blessed the paps that nursed thee, said the woman in St. Luke's Gospel, Evangelium Secundum Luce. And so we have this magnificent feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, we will look at it more tomorrow. In addition, today, we have the feast, a modern feast, which is not in that Missal yet. We could say that Mass if we wanted to, but we don't want to be here till midnight. There are so many feasts today. But one which is very, very important and popular in our age, in our lives, is that of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe, Franciscan, who gave his life to save the life of a Hebrew. Now, it's interesting, the Hebrew attended his canonization, but he was still not converted. Conversion is a gift of God, and some have it, and some don't. But St. Maximilian, whose baptismal name was Raymond, St. Maximilian did. And from the very beginning of his life, he was greatly devoted to the Blessed Mother. And because of that, to our Lord. And of course, he is now a saint of the Church, a martyr of the Church, and we give thanks to God for his witness. Now, I will end with a few words from the theologian, medieval theologian, Arnold of Bonneval, a friend of St. Bernard de Clairvaux, whose feast is next week. And he wrote about this feast and the vigil of this feast. As Christ is the Lord, Mary is Lady and Sovereign. That means Queen. He who bends the knee before the Son kneels before the Mother. At the sound of her name, the devils tremble, men rejoice, the angels glorify God. Mary and Christ are one flesh, one mind, and one blood. From the day when it was said, "The Lord is with thee, Dominus tecum," the grace was irrevocable, the unity inseparable. And in speaking of the glory of Son and Mother, we must call it not so much a common glory as the self-same glory. O thou, the beauty and the honor of thy mother, adds the great deacon of Edessa, St. Ephrem, whose window decorates our choir. Thus hast thou adorned her in every way. Together with others, she is thy sister and thy bride, but she alone conceived thee. And in the scriptures, we see Mary referred to as the sister of Christ. That is because it's the same nature, coming only from her to him. And thy bride, they are united as husband and wife ought to be. Most of them are not. Ought to be forever and ever. In one heart, in one mind, and in one soul. Come then, O beautiful one, thou shalt be crowned in heaven, queen of saints, on earth the queen of every kingdom. Wherever it shall be said of the beloved that he is crowned with glory and honor, set over the works of his father's hands, everywhere also shall they proclaim of thee, O well-beloved, that thou art his mother, and as such queen over every domain where his power extends. And therefore, emperors and kings shall crown thee with their crowns and consecrate their palaces to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In addition, there is possibly some good news, but of course we need to be careful that we don't start jumping as some have. I think when I told Brother Jake, he was jumping on the phone. I could hear something going on there and tearing up. Not too many things to make him tear up. It was revealed today that Pope Leo XIV has open the door to the Society of St. Pius X. Not that they're regularized, they're still not in communion fully, but the fact is that he has allowed them for the holy year to go and celebrate a solemn high mass at the cathedral, the Basilica of St. John at the Lateran. So this is good news. It is the beginning of the openings by him who, according to rumors, celebrated the traditional Latin Mass in private before he was elected to the throne of Peter. So let us continue to pray for unity and peace in the Church, and that many more people will be converted. As we pray in the last joyful mystery, the finding in the temple, and I always pray, O Lord, let them to find thee here in this thy temple, in this the shrine of thy most holy mother, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, assumed into heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.